I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Concern about sexual assaults on college campuses has led to legislation that would change the definition of consent. Yes means yes. That's essentially what affirmative consent means, that all parties who engage in a sexual activity have to clearly indicate that they want to.
My friends are scared, and I am scared.
That's Yale student Hannah Schmidt speaking to the state's Higher Education Committee on Tuesday.
We are scared because we live in a world that does not hear us. Not only when we say no, but also when we do not say yes.
Affirmative consent is supposed to be obvious, enthusiastic, and ongoing. It's different from the no means no standard that's been the reality at college campuses across the country for decades. UConn, Yale, and the state's 17 public colleges already require consent to be affirmative, but the Connecticut proposal would make it apply to all colleges and universities in the state. It would also strengthen the sexual assault investigation process by providing a common framework for all schools to use. But not everyone supports the pending bill. Wilton lawyer Shelley Dempsey says the proposal could make it easier for people to make false allegations. Dempsey helps an organization that deals with students who have been wrongfully accused of sexual assault.
There are hundreds and hundreds of boys who have been expelled and suspended from their universities for things that were not sexual assault.
In fact, she says the current law is problematic as it is.
The affirmative consent standard allows otherwise consensual encounters to be recast as an assault after the fact.
Advocates of affirmative consent say the idea is long overdue. The measure passed the Senate last year, but never made it to a House vote. David DeRoche, WNPR News.